Perek Aleph, Hilchos Bishul, Seif Tzadi Gimel. Issa Hagosa B'Tavshil Shem Espashel Kol Tzorkei. It's about stirring, we're discussing that, if there's any issue to stir the pot. Yesh Merishonim Shekosav, the Kedera Medes Ala Esh. Yesh Bo Issa Hagosa Me'atoya Afim Atavshil Shabo Mavushel Kol Tzorkei, Fekosu Ha'potskim Lohosh Lidvor. There are some poskim or hold. If it is standing, if the pot with food inside it is on page mamash, it's on the fire properly, straight on the fire, there's also to go and stir it, even if it is fully cooked. A big chiddush. It is fully cooked, even though it's also to go and stir it. Some people say it's also menatzer. The Mishnah Brura worries, takes on, says, well, she worry about it. V'lachem, kosvu ha'poiskim. שאין להוציא בקף תפשול מכדי העומדת על האש, משום שהוצאו זו מערבת את התפשול, והיינו אף כאשר התפשול מבושל כל צור קראי אורה. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah goes further and says, one should not take out of the pot which is on the fire, even if it is מבושל כל צור קראי with a spoon, even though you're not interested in mixing, but when one takes out with a spoon, it automatically mixes a bit. Therefore, one don't allow you to take with a spoon, according to the Mishnah Brura, from the food which is on the fire itself, when it is on the fire itself, to take out food. Oh, we'll see later on what happens if we take it off the fire. But even if it is on the fire, even if it's fully cooked, one does not allow you to take, according to the Mishnah Brura, to take it food out of it with a spoon, because we are worried that it's going to mix. It mixes a bit, and therefore you're over an issa from Agosa, according to some Rishonim, to go mix. Even if it's fully cooked, therefore, according to the Mishnah Brura, you're not allowed to take out food from a pot which is on the fire, even with a spoon. He brings down in the footnote that the Chazon Ish took on that it is only a chumra ba'alma, and if you've got a problem from chazara, then the Chazon Ish says you're allowed to take it out with the food, with a spoon. Because the Chazon Ish holds that a blech is not considered gufa ktuma, therefore you can't do chazara to a blech, therefore he says since you can't do chazara, if you take it off the blech, you can't put it back. Therefore the Chazon Ish said, you're allowed to go and take it out with a spoon when it is on the fire. That's according to the Mishnah Brura. One should not do that. If Sadi Dalad, Kedeya Shuhusra Meish, Motelai, Simimena Bekapi, Matapsha Shuhusra Kotsoki, if the Kedeya is not on the fire, it is not on the fire, one's allowed to go and take out with a spoon. Because this Chumra, which one doesn't allow you to take out with a spoon, is only when it's direct on the fire. But if it is taken off the fire, we allow you to take it with a spoon, the food. Now, we're discussing taking with a spoon, but to take with, to mix it, we're not allowing you to mix it, even if it is not on the fire. But only to take it with a spoon, since it is fully cooked, and you're not interested in the mixing now, we allow you to take it with a spoon. If it is not on the fire, if it is fully cooked. Zadi hei, yeshayu, shebekter ha-medes agabi ha-pach, lech, shloi keneged ha-lava. Mutel ha-yitzi mimena bekap, im ha-tavshu shobo mavushu kotzoke, af im imunachas ha-pach, pamokon shayat se ledes po. Some people say, when, like we said, if it is not on the fire, one's allowed to take out with a spoon. That's Rabbi Yashiv from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. That one's, if it is on the blech, where the fire is not underneath that place of the blech, that means you take it and put it on the part of the blech which the fire is not underneath it. Then, in this place, you're allowed to go and take it out with a spoon, because it's not considered as if it's on the fire anymore. And this Eitzah, Rabbi Yashiv says, you can do, helps you also for Chazara and also for Agosa. That means, he says, if you want to take out food from the pot on the fire, therefore, one's not allowed to, according to this the Mekutz of the Mishnah Berurah, one should, even if it's fully cooked, one should not take it out on the fire with a spoon. So what does one do? One has to take it off the fire. How do you take it off the fire? Then you got a problem from Chazor. So it says, Rabbi Yashiv, you can put it onto the part of the blast which is not on the fire. Therefore, you can take it out with a spoon from there, if it's fully cooked, and you won't have a problem either from Chazor, because you're allowed to put it afterwards back on the fire, because it is considered still on the fire. Klape Hilchas Chazor, it's still on the fire, and Klape Hilchas Hagosa, it's not on the fire. Oh, that's the eight that they say you should do. Het zeh loy nemet plach shmalit, choyer kol shitcha nidon keish mamash lachen ein lahoytzi bekaf mekadei amedes hakeh beplach hashmalit. This, what we discussed, is not on a hot plate. A hot plate is considered the whole thing is the fire. That considers the whole, all the places are considered on straight on the fire. That you won't have this heter to go and move, to go and be considered not on the fire in order to take it off, to take food out of it with a spoon. Therefore, the halacha is plata chashmalit, because it is straight on the fire.